This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Part of President Joe Biden's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine has been to increase the U.S. military's presence in Eastern European NATO countries. Colorado Representative Ken Buck tells Colorado Matters he hopes other Western allies will step up their own commitments.
What Russia is doing is actually uniting NATO, and I think that one consequence will be that the NATO countries in Europe spend more money on defense. I think they take what Russia is doing very seriously.
Congressman Buck is a Republican who serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. In a few years, Colorado drivers could be seeing cars with digital license plates on the road. A proposed bill authorizes digital plates as long as they are clearly readable from a distance, even in sunlight. California, Arizona, and Michigan have already approved the technology, which boosters say will improve public safety and allow people to personalize their plates. Colorado Springs is looking into codifying fire mitigation and emergency evacuation planning. The proposed ordinance would require reviews of the city's plans for wildlife protection and all hazards evacuation and call for public outreach. It would divide the city into evacuation zones, taking into account topography, neighborhoods, and roads. City Public Safety Attorney Frederick Stein says he's looked nationally at putting evacuation planning into city code.
This is something that Colorado Springs would be doing that almost no other city that I could locate does here in Colorado, or even nationally.
The plan would also put the incident command structure in the code and ensure evacuation terms are consistent among all the emergency entities. Colorado Springs City Council is expected to consider the formal ordinance later this spring. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stick around, it's 11:06.